In generations past, immigrants to the U.S. have learned English, but in most cases didn't consider their foreign accents a liability. Today, in the current anti-immigration atmosphere, many are more conscious of how their English sounds, which has led to a new demand for accent reduction services. Tim Padgett of WLRN in Miami reports.
I'm doing my major in hospitality and tourism management.
Broward College student Nicole Hernandez just uttered one of the most common mistakes many native Spanish speakers make in English. She meant to say, my major, so she tries it again.
Major.
And again.
Major. Major.
Until her tutor, Alice Wujak, offers a simple but not always easy fix.
To be able to say major, your tongue has to touch completely in the top of your mouth. Major.
Wujak is watching the workings of the 19-year-old woman's mouth the way a mechanic studies a running engine. And then Hernandez nails it.
Major, my major.
And that's the whole trick.
But that's hardly the only elocution trick Hernandez needs. When she arrived in South Florida from the Dominican Republic 3 years ago, Hernandez already knew English. But her teachers back home failed to mention something.
In Spanish, we just have 5 vowel sounds. In English, we have 22 vowel sound. Very crazy.
So Wujak, whose service is called Perfect Your American Accent, drills Hernandez on English's crazy array of short and long vowel sounds, placing her tongue and jaw just right so she says
lip
instead of
leap, hip
instead of
heap.
Hernandez is part of a new generation of immigrants who speak English well, but not, they've decided, well enough. They've taken to heart that sardonic advice from a Puerto Rican character in West Side Story.
Better get rid of your accent.
Which is why so many more immigrants are looking for private accent reduction services. A big reason? In centuries past, new immigrants to the U.S. often didn't do much business outside their own ethnic communities. But now those like Nicole Hernandez know success in careers like her hospitality major depends on communication with a far broader universe. And she says now there's a darker reason it's important, the current anti-immigration sentiment in this country.
I think people are worried because they think, like, if they don't speak English with less accent, they can be deported.
The demand is creating an accent reduction industry, especially in places like South Florida. Farther north, in Ormond Beach, Florida, Susan Ryan runs her accent reduction service from her home on Skype. It's called Confident Voice. Her students are hotel workers from Puerto Rico, corporate executives from Argentina, and folks who Skype in from as far away as Singapore.
They want to relate with customers, and if they can learn to speak in a more American way, they build those stronger relationships.
Ryan, too, says she's noticed more nervousness about accents since President Trump's election.
They do want to blend in because of the political climate.
She points out that one of the best ways to help non-native English speakers blend in is to teach them what's called the schwa. The schwa is that dull, under-the-radar sound of English most Americans use 1,000 times a day. They never notice it, but the schwa can be the difference between saying
Florida
and the more common Florida.
The schwa will change people's lives.
Lisa Jeffrey may be South Florida's biggest accent reduction cheerleader. At her speech and accent academy in Miami Shores, the schwa is a linchpin of English elocution improvement for students like Jennifer. She came from Venezuela more than a decade ago.
Sometimes I say Florida.
Right, and see, she's rolling her R. Florida. Flora. Ra-ra. The tongue goes back. I have a little mouth in my office. I'll show you.
Jeffrey uses props like the mouth model to get students to alter the way they say things in English. She shows Jennifer how her tongue and lip can put the brakes on that Spanish R so she can say the schwa in Florida.
Florida?
Jennifer asks us not to use her last name for privacy reasons. She says she gladly goes through all this because even though she has a degree from the University of Florida in Gainesville, speaking more standardized English is a big way to get ahead.
I work at a construction company and I felt my accent is a hindering for me to move up. We're already different. Adding the way we speak makes it harder.
Lisa Jeffrey, Jennifer's coach, says it's important that accent reduction now become its own distinct field. A recent headline on the job search website Monster.com says speech pathologists are finding a profitable niche in accent reduction, and that worries Jeffrey.
a president of a company who has a heavy accent, and they want to move out of the Spanish-speaking clientele in Miami. They don't need speech therapy. They need articulation training in a new language. Accent reduction is more on the line of Hollywood dialect coaches.
Jeffrey tries to bring that fun spirit to her monthly meetup gatherings in Little Havana. To make immigrants lengthen their vowel sounds, they toss a ball around and have to hold a word while the ball's in the air.
Rose. No, you can't stop until I catch it.
Jeffrey, ever the motivator, says they shouldn't just speak as well as native-born Americans.
You have to speak better than Americans.
One schwa at a time. For Here and Now, I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
I am now going to be very self-conscious, Peter, about my schwa.
You have a very good schwa.
Thank you. You too.